Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I honestly thought, I didn't think we were going to do one tonight because you're going to the show.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it, but yeah, I don't want to miss this.
Yeah, I told my buddy it's in town. I was like, we might, and then I was like, actually, we're doing one, so I'll meet you like 7:30. I go, you can go to the bar if you don't want to wait for me. He's like, dude, I'm not going to wait for you. I'm going to have drinks with my coworkers, but I'll meet you at 7:30. All right.
We can keep it breezy.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast episode 269. I know. It's fun. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith, a little bit of host of this here podcast, the greatest podcast on all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, he's actually to the right of me. He's always here unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia rocking around his 269 jersey. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
U.S. government's response to Libra sent shockwaves rippling through the market this week, and Boris Johnson cratered the London Stock Exchange heading into the greatest month of summer. Closer to home, the boys are back in the saddle as Cobb got his scooter mojo going, Ted is back on the program, and NCTP got a solid hike in. Share prices up 3.25. Will the blue skies continue to bring profits, or is the podcast a house of cards? We'll have more after this.
That's always a big question. All right, back there on the wheels of steel, getting the studio all set up. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
How you doing, man?
Fantastic. Signing for Slipknot after this.
I will say, the weather, for me this summer, this weather has been great.
Yeah. Did that pop in your guys' earphones when I was doing that? Did you guys get some weird...
Yeah, just one, but
okay,
it's all right.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
The weather's been awesome. And then we just like randomly this morning, it was like all rainy again for some reason. And now it's back,
cloudy.
Fully sun.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's also been nice. It doesn't seem like half the state's on fire. I mean, I know there's some out there, but it like last October, I just remember last August was horrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know we're not in, or we just started August, so we still have plenty of time, unfortunately. But I'm just like, man, I can deal with this weather.
Dude, you said October, and I just it totally tripped something in my brain that I got to tell you. Remember, I don't know if we can say this on the cast or not, but you can just believe me. You remember the camp that we really liked at Burning Man Slut Garden?
Yeah.
Apparently, they throw a Halloween party, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Noted. There you go. I just had to get that out there. Sorry.
There's something wrong with saying Slut Garden.
All right. Well, I'm also just interrupting the cast to let you know about a Halloween party. But you said October. I heard about it this week. I didn't want to just let time go by without, getting that out there. It's like, externalizing your memory.
I will tell you this right now. I'm not going to it.
I'm going.
Yeah, I just know, like, I got some people visiting in October. I know the camp, Corey's party we always go to.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, it's going to be one of those weekends. It's like, I'm not going.
Yeah, I wonder what weekend it'll be.
Have you seen the petition to have Halloween just be the last Saturday of October?
Dude, I've seen some, yeah, I've seen some wild stuff related to Halloween and petitions or whatever.
I think that's a good idea.
Right? No, I saw one where they wanted to have, like, a 32 days in October or whatever to, like, dude, what was it? Oh, it was something ludicrous. So you're just saying what? Petition to move it so it's always the last Saturday of October?
Right, instead of it just being, like, right, like Thanksgiving, right, is always the last, what's it, like the last Thursday after a full, but it's got to be like a full week or something.
Yeah, there's some, like, combo, but it's always on Thursday.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I like the idea, especially Halloween. I mean, as adults, it's fun, but at the end of the day, that's a children's holiday. So it's like, yeah, if they're trick-or-treating at night, why not have it on a Saturday?
Hmm. Well, there is always confusion about when, like, even, so on the, to take the adult's perspective, there is always confusion for a single guy like me about, like, what the night is that people are going out for Halloween, you know? And if it was on a Saturday, then people would go out on the Friday dressed up in the Saturday, and then that would
right.
be that.
So, like, this year, Halloween is on a Thursday, right? So then, are all the Halloween, I know the one Halloween party is the weekend before, like the 26th. Or do you have a Halloween party 2 days after on November 2nd?
In November?
Selfishly, yeah, I feel like you'd never have the party after the actual holiday, only before.
Oh, you can. People have, like, office Christmas parties after Christmas. Like, my family used to have a Christmas, we used to call it the Smith Family Christmas Party, but it was after Christmas Day.
Was it the day after?
No, it was, like, a couple days after.
That's the only thing I've heard of is, like, the day after. Man, yeah, I don't know. Seems... For me, I think it almost works out better that it's on a random day because then you get more nights of going out for Halloween.
It seems like you hate the kids. You want them out there living dangerously?
Well, people know that about me, Ted. I don't think that's a surprise.
I just saw that one. I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
But then you, okay. I mean, I hear you. I think scheduling-wise, it makes sense. But from a purely, like, selfish perspective, do you end up with less nights of Halloween then? Or is it just like, it's that Friday, that Saturday?
Oh, I think it'd be the same thing. People would still throw parties the weekend before.
Yeah, maybe that would be a better system.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've heard a similar argument for July 5th being the day we get off.
Right? Exactly, right? Because it all happens at night.
What do they usually give off, July 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there was another one like that, like for
probably
New Year's Day.
Yeah, yeah, but right, you get New Year's Day off, right? Because they're like, oh yeah, stuff happens on New Year's Eve at nighttime.
Yeah, but that's a company-by-company policy. We're talking about a national holiday, Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, any company could choose to take whatever days off they want. No one's limiting that. But we're talking about a mutually agreed-upon time to celebrate.
Yeah, but nobody gets off for Halloween. It's not a national holiday.
No, no, no. I'm talking about in terms of work for whether July 5th or July 4th. That's a company-by-company thing. I don't think we need a national agreement.
But you know? July 4th is the national holiday. That's why companies give it to you off.
Sure.
What if we just made November 1st a national holiday and then all the companies had to give
everyone... Hang on. We're not giving Halloween a day off.
Okay.
I'm just saying, put it on a Saturday, help out the kids a little bit. And then I'm just saying, July 4th is the holiday. I just think it should be policy that everybody gets July 5th off.
Dude, despite my nature to be disagreeable, I agree with you on Halloween. Because it would be nice then everyone has that Sunday to recuperate before heading back into the work week.
Yeah, because I remember even as a kid, it's weird. It's Halloween night is so much fun, but then it's like... Hey, you got to go to school the next day.
There's got to be some, like, productivity stats out there that would back this theory up.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a good idea. I was like, that makes a ton of sense. Granted, selfishly, as the adult that likes to party, I think it's good. But also, just for, like, the kids, I'm like, this seems to work out better.
Probably tough to get people on board. Just like the getting the time system set with the railroads and time zones and stuff. Like, it took an act of God.
I just started watching this new show called Hell on Wheels. And it's like a not documentary, but like a drama about like building the railroads and stuff, like post Reconstruction, like Lincoln's just been shot.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the guy that's running the railroad, like they're going through Nebraska, and he's like, why is it so straight? And they're like, because it's flat ground. Why would we route it different? And he's like, the government's paying me $16,000 a mile. Make it have S-curves.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there's some wild stuff like that. And yeah. Also, no one really talks about like all the Chinese slave labor, you know, that got it through the Rockies.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Irish and the Scottish and the English tried. Like they just couldn't do it. And, you know, they started bringing over Chinese people and they were sacrificing. What was it? It was like 3 men per mile or something crazy, the number of people who died.
Oh, it's unreal. Well, that's what, wild. Right. This side is like they're still trying to get across Nebraska. So basically they just have all the freedmen, like the guys that used to be slaves working on it, but they're still treating them horrible.
Yeah, and then like, what's his name, the oil tycoon just like upended that whole thing, and he's like, all right, screw, well, he had all these shipping like deals, and then he was like, I'm just building the pipeline.
Yeah. It's crazy, too, is like the guy that's like the surveyor, like the first scout for the railroad, like they're in hostile territory for natives, right? So an Indian tribe shows up and like kills them all. But like when he shows up at the body, there's a newspaper man there and he's like, did you take a picture of one body? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, take a picture of all of them. And he's like adding in extra arrows, like make it look horrible.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's a harsh reality.
Now, I'm pretty sure, you know, one thing is for certain, I would not have survived that time. I was thinking the other day about like how like we're like, you know, version 2.0 of our fathers, you know? And just like in the same way that you upgrade in video games or whatever, like we're the new model. And it's crazy to think about what like the model 10 models ago was like geared for, you know, like Wild West Smith.
Yeah, I also think it's, I don't know if it's fair to say we couldn't survive, or you couldn't survive it. I mean, you don't know. We don't deal with that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think human beings are pretty adaptable, and obviously there's hedonic adaptation stuff. I mean, we would have survived. I'm just saying, like, at this point, I'm a soft-handed city slicker, you know?
I know. Like, with the leg, I haven't been lifting recently, and like, oh, I have soft bitch hands again.
Yeah, these babies don't have a callus on them, you know, moisturizing surprise. So like, am I really about to go like lasso a steer? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's like whenever you watch those shows, I'm like, I'd be a gunslinger. Would you?
I'll say this.
Would you, Ted?
It didn't take that much to be a doc. I've always thought I would be a saloon manager, like the barkeep at the saloon, kind of keeping people's secrets and like knowing what's going on in the town and helping like, you know, make stuff happen between like the underground and the, you know, above ground, like people in terms of like the people on the right side of the law and the long side of the wrong side of the law, sort of like a Rosetta Stone. So I've always felt I would be a saloon keeper.
Matt, you thought about where you'd be in the Old West?
Man, no, I haven't a whole lot. I mean, probably...
Man, I can assure you this, we'd all be dead by about 40.
Right. I wouldn't be making it very far.
Another shot for you?
Yeah, my skill set would not translate through time very well. Like, everybody... I feel like everybody in those days was already, like, physically fit and active and, like, doing their things and, like... eating real food with plenty of vegetables, because that was just like all they had back then.
Yeah, if they could get their hands on food.
Well, yeah.
I will say, and I know it probably sucked, but I've always had a soft spot for like eating beans out of a bowl. Because I feel like whenever you watch Old West stuff, it's always that crappy, like, you know what I mean? Like it's a bowl, but it's not that deep. It's almost like a dish.
Yeah, it's like the top of a, dude, what are those things called? Oh, man. Yeah, it's like a pie tin turned upside down. Like those tinfoil
like a
miner's
pie
tins.
Helmet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're always eating beans out of there. I'm like, those beans I bet are good.
Heated over a fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
But in all fairness, like that was really just the people who were like driving cattle and stuff, you know? I mean, a lot of people were living in either frontier towns or actual cities like New York or Chicago.
Well, how far back are we talking?
Well, the show I'm watching, like I said, it's right after Reconstruction. So you're talking like mid 1860s to like 1870.
Okay. What, man, I was in New York last year and I'd paid no, or this past year, and I'd paid no attention to like when that city was really like being built. What was New York like in that time?
I think that's like similar to like the five families, the 5 points thing or whatever.
Okay.
I think that's like right about that time. So like obviously there's neighborhoods that, I mean, there's still neighborhoods like this, but very segregated by where people moved here from, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know a ton about that time period. Mud streets still, but buildings. I don't know that, yeah, steel was happening, so there's probably like some like,
I mean, the cities
early
are,
kind of skyscrapers. The city,
most of those East Coast, I mean, they're built and they're thriving already. I mean, my buddy used to live at a place in like Northeast, and it was funny, when you'd be on his back deck, the like place across the street, you could see where like you know, it still had quarters for the horses and this and that. Like, they had kind of changed the structure of the building, but you could tell, like, this is how old this stuff is.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Seattle was just a forest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nobody was out here yet. I know, it's funny, when this show, they're like, oh, man, this place still looks great. I'm like, Nebraska still looks pretty nice.
Dude, yeah, man, that just reminds me. I had this weird moment this week. I was talking to somebody down at the popcorn shop, and she was talking about how she grew up in Issaquah, and we were talking, and we said something about, like, the plateau, you know, that upper area.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da. It's nice up there. And then, like, as I was walking away, I was like, man, I remember when that was a forest. And it was just like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
It was heavy, yep. Man. And that wasn't even that long ago. It was, like, you know, 8-9 years ago. But it's like, yeah, it was just, like,
just yeah, I mean, even forest. For me, right? Like, 15 years. But, I mean, I remember, you know, Maple Valley and some of those little towns on the south end. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Yeah, you build one town center, throw in a Whole Foods, you got a whole neighborhood.
Yep. Not wrong.
Right?
Wait, so what's Wild West Smith?
A bad gunslinger?
A bad guns?
I don't know.
I like to think I would have figured out how to...
Like a henchman? Like one of the backup dudes that gets beat up first?
Yeah, just like, oh, yeah, he's a gunslinger. It's like, I'd never seen him win one. Like, how's he still alive?
Well, like, you know in those movies, like, Clint Eastwood has two guys behind him, you know, yeah. Or, like, Steven Seagal or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the guy on the left on the horse.
Yeah. I could see you being, like, a safe cracker or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be a cool gig.
I think, like most people, I've always had a desire to, like, steal or live outside the law.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it'd be more fun or easy. You know, maybe that's what I do. I'll rob trains.
Yeah, I've always, you know, I feel like that's pretty romanticized. It'd be cool to rob trains. I don't know. Probably pretty, well, yeah, just taking a shotgun blast to the face, probably not ideal. I don't know. High risk, high reward. But probably easier to get away with then than now, you know? Although there's less people, so you run out of, you kind of run out of track at a certain point.
You know what I mean? Just like technology, like it'd be hard to rob a train. Like people would know pretty quick, like there's a robber on the train. Whereas, like, back in the day, you stop that train, you rob it in the middle of nowhere, like, nobody's going to know for days, if not a week.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, there's only so many small towns you can flee to after that, and the communities are pretty small. So, like, well, what do you guys do? And they're like, we work as bakers in this other town. And it's like, word gets around pretty quick, you know? Like, because there's just not physically that many people. So it's like, you know, the number of people who are in, what, like, Whatcom County now would probably be, like, three states worth of people.
I'll tell you this much. I'm not going to spend any of my stolen money at your bar with this attitude. Or your saloon.
Well, you know, upstairs is a whorehouse, Ted. So
I'm back.
Pretty
I'm back
sure.
Here.
I was going to say. They're waiting for you.
Right. I came for the billiards.
It's called the clap, Ted. You got it.
Oh, my God. I know. That would be, right? When I watch those shows, it's just like, oh. The disease had to be all over the place.
Oh, Jesus. I know. And what was the training to be a doctor at that point? Like, you're the guy with the book on medicine?
You got
know?
The saw and the jar of whiskey?
Oh, the saw. God, yeah. It's like a little bow saw.
Yeah, you're the doctor.
That's heavy. I mean, doctor's one thing. Surgery's another. Those doctors had to be getting sick all the time. Because they didn't really fully even understand bacteria and pathogens and stuff at the time.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Yeah, to be a doctor, like to be putting yourself near like cholera and what, oh man.
I mean, that's also the issue with like the Civil War and stuff, right? Is like, not only are the doctors not that great, but at that time period, you're using the same battle techniques that have been used for years.
Yeah.
But the machinery has come a long way, right? You have repeating rifles, you know what I mean? The regular rifles are easier to load and this and that. That's why the devastation was just so unbelievable. It's just like, yeah, like there's... semi-automatic weapons now.
Well, and just the infection rates. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to get shot, but, you know, you're not necessarily going to die from it, but, like, you might die 7 weeks later, you know?
Yeah, that's what happened to Stonewall Jackson, one of the most famous Confederate.
Andrew Jackson, right?
No. Andrew Jackson was an American
president.
Are
there two people with the nickname Stonewall?
No, just the Civil War general. Andrew Jackson was just Andrew Jackson. But yeah, that's what happened to Stonewall Jackson, was he was out perimeter or walking the perimeter and he got shot. And then a few weeks later, he dies.
He's confirming.
You don't need to check me on this history.
Wait, turning away from
Thomas
you
Jonathan Stonewall Jackson?
Yeah, dude. Andrew Johnson was not, Andrew Jackson was not Stonewall Jackson.
He's on the 20.
Completely, again, here. Let's not confuse our Confederate generals with American presidents.
Not a good look.
No.
Dude, it was his cousin. That's what this is saying.
Oh, they might have been. I'm just saying, I know that Andrew Jackson is not Stonewall Jackson.
Old Hickory. That's the nickname I was thinking of. Yeah, cool.
All right, we got to keep it pretty quick. So, Cobb, you're going to have to check some emails over there.
Okay. This first one confused me. Do you guys remember us talking about the... actually, I'm just going to skip that one. It's too much. The Song of Hell. Baby Shark.
Ooh, I got an update for that one. The Everybody Clap Your Hands Crisscross song would be playing on repeat in hell.
What's the name of that song?
I don't fucking know, but I heard it today. I was with a client. We were walking around Ballard, and like some group of kids was learning to dance to it or something.
Reverse.
Oh, you know what? That song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that song. And I just heard it, and I was like, that is way worse than Tequila by a long shot. Like,
yeah, I feel like I just hear that song at so many weddings. It's like part of it.
That didn't help my cause. Then I was like, I don't even know how I feel about weddings.
Greetings to the Grids Podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Cobb, first off, got to say the popcorn shop is awesome, and the popcorn is even better. Thanks, bro. Second, first time I really met you, we were in the pit at Meltdown with a couple of unicorns, and after kicking it with you for a little bit at the popcorn shop, I decided to go to that bar that's kitty corner across the street for a beer. While there and mindlessly sipping my blonde ale looking out the window, I happened to catch eyes with a girl, so I give her a smile and cheers her with my beer. She smiles back and keeps walking. About 20 minutes later, almost done with my first beer, I look over and see the same girl walk into the bar, walk right up to me and say, "Hey." Long story short, we ended up spending the rest of the day having a few drinks and walking around the city. But once again, turned out to be a unicorn, and she's from the East Coast and out here for a work holiday. Still awesome, though, so thank you for letting me soak up some of that vibe and energy you put out. As always, Dusty Hugs. Zach, a.k.a. Shine the Wolf. P.S. You don't need to read my email on the cast. No, you don't want to, since we talked about the burn of the shop. Wolfpack! Nice, dude. Yeah, we got to hang the other day.
Is that Zach, the dude that made us our jewelry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we were kicking it for like an hour on, was that Sunday, maybe?
Tight.
Dude, that's dope. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Hey, Cobb, Ted, I need a favor. Please reach over and give that beautiful bastard MCTP the best high five you can. I want to hear that on the cast, boys. Thanks to Matt's advice and giving up carbs completely, I went from 350 to 325 pounds in a month and a half. You guys really are the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land!
Your buddy, the skinnier, James. There's one. Let me get Matt. Yeah. I'll run around the desk.
The whole thing. We usually do this during the intro.
Yeah, no, get it. You can hear it.
Woo!
Hey, what are you doing? You're changing up your program? People got to cut out carbs completely?
I was like, I never said to cut out carbs. I had pizza this weekend. I had ice cream this weekend. But...
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Did you see the video I did yesterday?
No.
It was a lot of fun. Nutrition Made Fun on Instagram.
Gents, how are the hosts of the greatest podcast in all the land?
All the land. That's it? That's
the
whole
email? There's a couple, but, you know, the man asked a question.
Excellent.
I see you, see.
Okay. So from Ted in Spanish?
Top notch.
You know, same question a different way. In the Middle East, instead of saying, how are you, they say something like, Ted, how is your heart?
Well, my heart's all right.
And then they listen closely for the answer. Matt?
Beating.
Okay. Americans, so literal.
I'm trying to learn. I'm learning all my Irish slang. So my new one is, how you getting on?
Oh, yeah. Or what's on for the day or week?
Yeah.
That's what Australia, same thing.
Do they use crack? That's my new one, too. What's the crack make?
I know why you're saying no. We were using crack this week because the cameraman was from England and my business partner's from Ireland, so they're all about the crack.
Yeah,
which is like the banter or whatever. I'll keep this short and sweet. My guilty musical pleasure is Train. I can't explain why either. Dustin in Lake Goodwin.
Train had a great album. The one with this
Drops Over Jupiter.
Is that
a Train album?
It's a song. Drops of Jupiter. But the one with This'll Be My Year, I love that song. And then, like, yeah, there are some other ones that I think This'll Be My Year is just a straight up awesome song. But, like, that drive by song might get into the guilty pleasure territory.
What's up? Oh, no. Actually, I'm sorry. I messed that up. Wada! I just want to start by saying, yo, Ted, I rocked the LifeProof phone case, too.
Nice.
My wife and I got iPhone 7s at the same time, and I got a LifeProof case. She chose nothing. Well, we have three kids, three-year-old and a one-year-old, and 4 months later, her screen was webbed due to a one-foot drop. 3 months after that, after another tiny drop, her phone took a shit. She had to go back to her iPhone 5, which she is still using right now, and squawks all the time about it. I've dropped my case tons of times and have even ran my phone through the wash on accident, and my phone is great. Every time I drop it, I shout, LifeProof! Anyways, thanks to the trip down memory lane, guys, with the girls Gone Wild ads. Through high school. I graduated in 98. Shannon Tweed was my girl, and I thrived on Skinamax. Spud McKenzie was the man or dog. Joe Camel told me that smoking cigs would get me big boobied women. Those kudos bars were awesome.
Yep.
Not at all.
Oh, wow.
Not all of them had coconut. Fair. Big Johnson and Bear Wiz t-shirts were a must, and the Bud Lizards were chameleons, not iguanas, buddies. Until next cast, peace. Jesse the Body.
Did you guys ever, did you have Big Johnson shirts out here?
No, but I do, I am familiar with Big Dog Apparel, which came a little later. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had a ton of it. My mom really liked buying it for us. Well, if you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. Yeah. You're not a big dog, stay on the porch. I mean, I had too many of those.
It was a short dude, it's so funny because I remember walking through the store like, who are these for?
Oh, my mom loved them. And then I think eventually one time my brother was just like, Mom, I don't like the big dog stuff.
It's funny.
The Big Johnson stuff were just always like, it was like they were like the t-shirts you got on the boardwalk in Ocean City. Or like, you know, naked lacrosse t-shirts, just those ones.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
It's so like the Big Johnson shirts. I'm trying to think. I got to look one up. But they always had like a stupid logo on there. Like some kind of saying.
The whole like witty, cutesy, funny saying shirt craze really, really took off. Dude. And like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
This one says, Johnson's. The bigger your hose, the deeper you can go. Those were what Big Johnson shirts were like. Well, also, the novelty t-shirt is just a little, like, I still like them, but it's just a little worn off because there's so many of them.
Right. Yeah, they kind of hit like a peak craze, like, what was that? Was that 5 or 6 years ago or more than that?
I think
more. Could have been more. Could have been like when we were just coming out of high school, maybe. But yeah, I did reach a fever pitch for a second there. I actually weirdly saw the first one of those that I've commented on out loud this week. I was walking. It doesn't matter where I was walking. And I was walking down the street. I was walking out to my car, but to the popcorn van. But this very attractive female was wearing this shirt that was white with pink lettering. And it just said, not today, Satan.
Yeah, it's funny. Castle's wearing that shirt today.
Really?
The black and white version.
Dude, yeah, it's funny. I'd never seen one. I saw two that day. Totally different people.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Well, it's just so easy to make them.
Yeah, in fact, I saw one.
Some people just have shirts for every occasion. I'm just like, all right.
That's true. I also saw this one on the way in, Ted.
It's also weird, too, is so many people have stuff written on their shirts. Sometimes with women, it's like, I'm not staring at your boobs. I'm just trying to read what your shirt says.
See, I take the opposite tact. Like, I'm not trying to read what your shirt says. I'm just kidding. I don't know. That's it for emails.
Is that it for emails? All right. I'm just trying to keep us on a little bit of a schedule here. I said, I told Mike today, I go, I'm not going to say we're keep it short because every time I say that, it takes forever. But let's check in with What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Check out What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening? Whoa.
Check out with What's Maddening.
We really are ahead of schedule. My phone's set to remind me of my What's Maddening notes at 7:20, which usually is like way before I need them. Usually it goes off and we haven't even started the emails. Today it hasn't even gone off yet because it's 7:10 right now. Okay. Yeah, my whole week's a weekend, it feels like. I played basketball for the first time in years. Now, I mean like horse and around the world with our boy Kevin Deers from Metal Shop.
Saw that.
Local. That was a ton of fun. It's some courts over in Ballard. Yeah, just a ton of fun. Boy, did I have some rust to shake off for about a half hour there.
Yeah. And, like, for some reason, everybody fathoms how hard it is to hit a baseball. But basketball players, honestly, make it look so easy.
Yeah.
So just, you just forget, like, man, shooting it through that hoop is not easy.
No, it's not. But it is fun. And, yeah, that was great. So that was one of the nights that went by. Friday, I had lunch with my dad at Il Corvo in Pioneer Square.
Yeah, I still haven't been.
It's a long line. And it was like, it was a Friday in tourist season. Pretty sure there were some cruise ships in town or about to leave.
It's nine.
Nine cruise ships in town on Friday?
Last weekend, yeah.
Wow.
That's for the whole weekend.
Oh, okay.
But they come early, they fly in early and leave early.
Yeah. Yeah, so my dad goes there somewhat regularly, and that line was long as he's ever seen. But it was fun. We talked in line. We had a lot to catch up on. So that was cool. Later that day, I went to the driving range to work on my golf game because I'm just having a lot of fun with that. There's like a big like black post out there. It looked like it had a speaker on it, but I hit it twice. It was like, oh, I'll just aim. Like, that's where I'm aiming. And I literally hit it twice. It like made a sweet ping sound. It was a... Yeah, it was fun to just go out there and practice. I got my putter re-gripped with
one
of those like big like fat grips, which helps steady your hands a little bit, take your hands out of it. So that was that was cool. And then that night I went and saw a band by the name of Sumac, which is like one of the guys from a band named Isis back in the day. Very heavy.
Were they poisonous?
What?
Were they poisonous?
Sumac? Is that a...
Nice.
I have no idea.
Agriculture joke.
All right, because I had no idea what sumac meant, but holy...
For you horticulturists out there.
They were super heavy. It was rad.
Do you know there's sumac poachers?
No. No.
Okay, go on.
Go on.
You guys.
Man. Go on.
All right. You guys make me feel dumb over here because I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. Sumac's a dope band. The guy gave like a speech. He's like, hey, man, you know... I gave like this moving talk about, you know, being vulnerable in today's world and, you know, like this being a bunch of music about peace and love and acceptance and all this stuff. And there's a guy like it was like the beginning part of a metal song that's very like drawn out and not like mosh worthy. But one guy was probably pretty drunk, like started the mosh pit a little bit early. And this other guy just like starts like, get out of here, like starts pushing him like right after that like preface that the guy gave. And yeah, it was a whole thing. It was pretty funny seeing the
for the record, I still do not understand moshing. I've never taken part. I don't know, like, if how hard am I supposed to hit somebody? Am I not?
It depends. I mean, I just go in there, have a good time, try not hurt myself or anyone else. And you know, it's very like very intense form of therapy that, you know, people have each other's backs. You see, you ever see someone fall down, like everybody rushes to pick them up and stuff. But yeah, I've been in somewhere it's like, this just isn't fun. Like, and there's sometimes it's just like one guy that can't control his limbs, right? Like, I don't know, I try and keep my elbows a little bit by my sides, right? Sometimes you'll see guys just flailing their arms out, and it's like, you're gonna smack somebody. It's just,
yeah.
Yeah, so it depends from, it varies from show to show. But this was a pretty solid, like, it was rowdy though, for sure. But that was just like really early on. But yeah, I don't know how I felt about it. The guy that got really mad, it's like, dude, this is exactly where the mosh pit's gonna be. You're at a metal show. Like, yeah, that guy's a little drunk and maybe you find him annoying, but like, maybe stand somewhere else. And he just, yeah, he got mad. So. I was just laughing at the juxtaposition to what the guy on stage had just said about like unity and love and peace and all that stuff. And then the guy,
it's just like, get the F off me.
Yeah. And then, so I went to that show with my buddy Josh, and then we hung out, after that, we hung out, more on Saturday, went to El Borracho, got some chips and salsa and some tacos. And then Sunday went out to Newcastle to work on my short game, with my dad. Try out the new grip on my putter, practice chipping. Actually, chipping's just frustrating, but it's good to practice, and I learned some stuff. So I'm excited to get back out and like get a full round in, probably after this weekend at Meltdown. And then after that, we went and watched golf, watched two separate tournaments. My dad, who, when he watches golf, you know, he like wants to watch it, and people are like, that's weird. He wanted to like pay attention to this hummingbird that was at the hummingbird feeder. And I was like, Dad, we got the tournament on pause. Like, it's coming down to the wire. What are we doing? Let's get in there and watch. And I was like, holy hell, who have I become? But yeah, I'm all in with the golf stuff. Shout out to Colin Morikawa. He's like played 5 pro tournaments, and I've seen 2 of them. And I'm like, I know the rookies on the golf circuit now.
That's watching a lot of golf, dude.
That's where I'm at. So. Yeah. Figure, you know, you watch cricket, you can at least respect it.
Yeah. Trust me, I get it.
And after practicing, watching what those guys are doing, it's just like, holy hell.
Golf is the one sport where like you could shoot a basket, but you're not LeBron James. But like you can, in a round of 18 holes, more than likely you'll have one shot at least, whether it's an iron out of the fairway or a tee shot or one long putt, we're like, oh, I feel like a pro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you play slow pitch softball, but like you're not gonna play hard pitch baseball, right? And then go like you might join a men's league, but I doubt anybody's popping 85-90.
Right. Yeah, there's one little moment of like relatability, but then you're like, they're doing that every shot. Like the consistency those guys have is just unreal.
Yeah.
If you don't play golf or like try and actually like focus on it, it's, of course, it's a boring sport to watch. But when you actually are out there like getting frustrated by 6-foot putts for a half hour, and then these guys, they're like talking about, the announcers are like, yeah, this guy putts 95% within 10 feet. I'm just like, oh man, just leaps and bounds ahead of me. But yeah, it was a fun weekend.
All right, nice. Thanks everybody that I saw at the Punish MS thing, and big shout out to Crucible Brewing. That was a fun event. Shout out to Big Dogs, Hot Dogs. Truck was there, played a little cornhole, and I guess it's about that time.
Boo, ba doo, ba doo, boo, boo. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
Also, just said a quick, on a quick note, if we see each other at Meltdown, say hello. I may not remember your name. I'm a face guy. I remember people by their face.
Are you going?
I'm back in, baby.
Yes!
Back in. So, the Cobb topic this week. A lot of people are traveling. You know, it's the end of summer, and then we got the holidays coming up, obviously. So, a lot of people are hopping on those long flights, going to weddings, whatever else they got on their schedule, vacations, etc. So, Cobb topic this week. What is your best advice for long flights? Feel free to email us. Literally the word email at thepodcast.com, or hit us up on the Twitter machine, or email us about anything else that's on your mind. Something we're doing pissing you off, something we're doing you love, let us know.
For long flights.
Don't take mine, Ted. Eat an edible on the way to the airport.
Boom.
That's a good call.
We got to win. This topic's over.
When you do that, no, I would also say get there early, because like SeaTac's the best place to be stoned.
Yeah, I like to eat it like as I'm walking in the front doors, like at the last possible minute before you have to deal with authority figures. So you have some, you know, some what's that called? Like incubation time. But don't do that and then eat Wendy's for breakfast and then get on a long flight and projectile vomit when you're not able to find the bathroom because you're too high.
That wouldn't be a good move.
Ooh. Happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that decided he was going to drink Double Captain and diets.
Ooh.
And eat fast food burgers, and he puked on a plane too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You know what? This will sound weird, as it's not usually my style. I'm usually a like show up at the last minute, right on time kind of person. But recently, I've been showing up to the airport early, and it's much nicer. Like you can sit there, get a bite to eat, and like airports, to their credit, have stepped up their games. There's a lot better restaurants and options of food to stuff. So like it's just more relaxing when you're not just like rushing.
That's true. They have upped their games. A lot of airports now are trying to do all local fare, like the Austin airport did that, and a lot of other airports are trying to copy
SeaTac's
that.
Doing it right now.
I know Cincinnati's trying to copy that, Nashville's trying to copy that, Dallas, or copy it, whatever, they're trying to do it, which is cool, because then if you're just even passing through a city, you can get all the best stuff. Makes sense. I think all airports should be that way. Screw Sbarro. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
Garlic not.
I think garlic not.
There you go. I mean, I'm a crappy sleeper on a plane, so I'm the worst person to ask about long flights. I mean, I flew from Seattle to London and didn't sleep once.
Dude, for me...
Now, on the way home, I slept a lot, but I had been having a pretty good time for 3 days.
I pretty much just run the program, man. Like, I always bring a sweatshirt with me, because usually it's cold, or you can use it as a pillow. I typically have like my what's it called? Dude, what are those things we're always using in the zero gravity chairs?
Blindfold?
Yeah,
mindfold.
I typically bring a mindfold, and then my last thing, and this will be controversial. You can hate me if you want to, but I take my shoes off. You're just more comfortable. It's easier to sleep. I'm sorry. I don't walk down the aisle. I don't like put my feet on the ground. I just
socks.
Yeah, of course socks.
Yeah, I never understand people that sit there in hoodies and everything like they're freezing, and then they're sitting there without socks on, barefoot. Like you fathom that most of your heat leaves the bottom of your feet and the top of your head, but I don't think they do. You just kind of want to shake them awake. Like, put on fucking socks. You're not that cold.
Yeah. I think most of your feet, to add a little caveat, I think most of your heat leaves through the top of your head and whatever is touching the ground.
Right. I'm just saying, it's stupid. Like, you've got on sweatpants and a full-up zipped-up hoodie. Like, put on socks. You'll be much warmer.
Yeah.
I always travel with a hoodie, and then I always bring a pair of mesh shorts and a clean pair of underwear in my bag. Because if I, in my like backpack that I bring with me, is if you ever lose your luggage, like I can deal with wearing shorts a couple days in a row. I can't deal with like wearing underwear twice.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's one I really hate.
Clean socks can be a game changer too.
Clean socks is huge.
But the nice thing, you can always buy socks wherever you're going. You know, I think people are always worried about forgetting stuff. And it's like, man, most stuff like toothpaste or whatever, pretty cheap where you're going.
It is. I just want the essentials. I've had flights where you've been stuck in airports.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, right. And also like, I have a pair of Tommy Bahama, like $30 socks. Bring your dress socks. I only bought them as the hotel was the only option. All right, that's going to be a quick one for you. I was going to say, we got stuff going on. Anything? I guess Meltdown's coming up this weekend. You guys will be there. I will not. I'll be a pain in the grass. Saturday, if you see me a pain in the grass, make sure you stop me and say hello. So we can say what's up. Anything else?
No, I was just laughing because like anytime we end these, you just it's like you're just like peeling off a 20 for somebody. Like, all right, there you go, man. Like, like there's your podcast. Hey, get away from me.
You enjoyed it.
Here's your money. Okay, don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Keep the change, you filthy animal. All right, 269, 269, fun number. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.